Oh, here on Agenda 21 Radio. All right. Hour number two, and we're talking about, well, we did anyway. We talked about the blue wave, the so-called blue wave. Really? Yeah. You know that blue wave that just didn't materialize? It's not going to materialize so far. It's not. Special elections and all that stuff put aside, we are starting to see the end result of the blue drop. Completely a drop. A drop of what do you call it? Water? Clear water. There you go. It's clear water. There's no blue wave over there with the Democrats. It's clear now. It's cleared up. A clear drop of water. Ubiquitous amongst everybody out there. Anyway, welcome to the show. A lot of things going on like we talked about earlier in the hour. NewCaliforniaState.com is absolutely knocking it out of park. And we are going to go to our second convention in Irvine, California. And that is, in fact, a huge, huge deal, I think. And I think it's the second convention. The second state convention. It's the only legal, lawful convention going on in the United States of America. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? Nobody's grasping this except for a few of us. And we get it in our attorneys. They get it. It's like, wow. So we're pretty excited. So visit our website, newcaliforniastate.com. A lot of things going on over there. Town halls are springing up everywhere. So go to where it says meetings and town halls, a little button up at the top, and click it on right there if you want to come out and see what's going on. It is really, really, really a very, very good situation. So, anyway, what else is really going on is a big question. And, you know, it's kind of like, should I stay or should I go? No. That applies to Ms. Ford. She is, of course, the suspect one in the situation going on with Brett Kavanaugh. So what is going on with Brett Kavanaugh in that whole situation? Well, this is what we have so far. She's... I want to straighten something out. I want to make sure you understand that Stanford University and this Palo Alto University or whatever it's called, where the accuser is from, it might be in Palo Alto. It's not Stanford. Be very clear here. Yesterday I was confused. Why? Because it's confusing. And I wasn't ciphering it properly. Because I joined in with the rest of the masses and was confused. I hate it when confusion reigns in so deep it penetrates Studio 21. I know, but you've always been confused. That's why your radio show is so popular. It's confusing. Well, you know, don't let facts get in the way. But it was being reported in the early hours of this whole reportage of incidences that were going on vis-a-vis Mr. Brett Kavanaugh, a judge vying to be a Supreme Court justice, and this Miss Ford. Grassy Ford. Grassy? Sassy Ford. Whatever her name is. Dr. Ford to you. But she is a doctor emeritus, apparently, at this esteemed Palo Alto University or whatever it's called. Okay, now, I had to have it straightened out. I talked to some people at Stanford. One person didn't even know of this place. Been there for years and did not even know this place existed until the hearings came out. And then, I mean, that this Dr. Ford even existed. I was sitting there thinking, man, that's kind of weird. In Palo Alto, where Stanford is, you would think you would know if there was another university in town. Now, this is the real story. That's why I was so confused. What is up with this university? And it's supposed to be some sort of psychological place, you know, where psychiatrists hone their skills or thinkers, deep thinkers, I guess, I don't know. People with mental Well, I guess we're psychiatrists and psychologists all get together to learn how to group think and you know, get rid of their repressed memories, right? Bring them out on the table. It's where repression takes place. Regression takes place. Now, this is important to understand because, as I understand it, if this is a school and she's going to the school, then she's obviously doing something along the lines of being a psychiatrist or psychologist. Now, listen, I don't have a script in front of me. I'm just winging this. And I'm going to give you some of my experiences with people who have gone to these schools. Now, and if I'm wrong, email or text me, whatever you're going to do, tell me I'm wrong. I don't think I am because I've known people who have gone through these programs. And I've known a lot of psychiatrists, psychologists. No. It's not that I've seen them on a professional. Oh, please help me. No. I'm working alongside with them. And I got to tell you, it's a 50-50 split. You have the. It's almost like conservative versus liberal. And boy, do they get liberal on you. I'm serious. You're liberal. Psychology, that whole genre of people, they are over the top in my opinion. That's my professional opinion after having spent years working with these folks, okay? So this is how the cow eats the cabbage. When they go to school, they oftentimes have to put themselves in modes, in psychological states of training so that they can gain empathy for the who? For the clients they're prospectively going to see. So the therapist who was seeing Miss Ford, I would, and I know the notes are out there, there's letters out there, but that has not been seen. And Mr. Grassley wants to see all those notes and letters and so on to determine the validity of the regressed feelings and emotions. All this repressed business she wants to see, or he wants to see, but they're not willing to do that. Now what we have is we have a situation. Or Miss Ford is saying she's not showing up. She's demanding another FBI investigation into sexual harassment complaints, which is not what the FBI does. So there's a standoff. It's almost like a California standoff. She's not going to come. She's stomping her little feet. So is her attorney. Because they demand, of course, that's going to extend the hearings for Kavanaugh for what, weeks? Throughout the election, that type of thing? That sort of thing is going to happen. And Grassley's got going, well, you have a deadline now. You or anybody else who wants to come forward. And by the way, I understand Grassley has actually been doing his due diligence to try and bring witnesses that are named to come forward, and they're unwilling. And people are backing away from her story. Her story, which is very weak, and even Dianne Feinstein says, there could be some inaccuracies in problems there. Yeah, 35 years old, 35 years ago, we purportedly had this incident. My question is, was she going through a training program to learn about repressed feelings and put it in a state where, she's to learn about being empathetic with people with these regressed and repressed feelings? Couldn't have been a learning tool developed. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547. Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
Employees, and I would like to thank you for making my pillow possible. Years ago, when I invented my pillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented my pillow. You can adjust my pillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Welcome to Washington. I'm Shannon Bream in for Brett Baer. The clock is ticking on Christine Blasey Ford. The woman accusing Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexual assault back in high school has been told she must make up her mind about testifying to the Senate Judiciary Committee by Friday. Ford has apparently gone back on her original offer to talk, now insisting on an FBI investigation first. We've got Fox team coverage. John Roberts at the White House with what President Trump is saying about all of this. Catherine Herridge here in the Bureau with the FBI role in the controversy. We begin with Chief Congressional Correspondent Mike Emanuel and a firm response tonight from the head of the Judiciary Committee. Good evening, Mike.
Shannon, good evening to you. Fox News can confirm reports that one of Brett Kavanaugh's classmates, an attorney representing him, has sent a letter to the Judiciary Committee saying his client, Kavanaugh's classmate, was not at any party in question as lawmakers here try to get to the bottom of this allegation.
Another one bites the dust.
Judiciary Chairman Republican Chuck Grassley is still holding out hope Professor Christine Blasey Ford will speak to his committee on Monday, but he's not willing to draw this out much longer, advising her attorneys they're on the clock, writing, prepared testimony and biography are due to the committee by 10 a.m. on Friday, September 21, if she intends to testify on Monday. Grassley's even willing to send committee staff to California if she wants to avoid the bright lights of a congressional hearing.
Where I'm focused right now is doing everything that we can to make Dr. Ford comfortable with coming before our committee, either in an open session or a closed session or a public or a private interviews.
Two critical GOP votes on the Kavanaugh nomination, Jeff Flake of Arizona and Susan Collins of Maine, sent tweets strongly encouraging her to reconsider. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, a judiciary member, called her demands politics. Quote, requiring an FBI investigation of a 36-year-old allegation without specific references to time or location before Professor Ford will appear before the Judiciary Committee is not about finding the truth, but delaying the process until after the midterm elections. On Monday, Professor Ford's attorney told the world her client was ready to talk.
She is. She's willing to do whatever it takes to get her story forth, yes. My client will do whatever is necessary to make sure that the Senate Judiciary Committee has the full story. She's willing to cooperate. What she is not willing to do is to be part of this bloodletting that happens in Washington.
New York Democrat Senator Kirsten Gillibrand says Republicans are treating Professor Ford unfairly.
I believe what she said. It rings true to me. How she's divulged it, who she's divulged it to over time, over many years. That's exactly what happens when someone has this kind of trauma. And so it rings true.
A number of Republican senators say Chairman Grassley has made an offer in good faith for Professor Ford to testify in public or in private. If she declines, those members sound ready to vote. Shannon?
All right, Mike Emanuel, live on the Hill. Thank you very much. And we have just gotten another letter. This one is to the ranking member, Senator Dianne Feinstein, in the committee. This comes from the chairman, Chuck Grassley. He is asking for an unredacted copy of the original letter that she got in July from Dr. Ford, the accuser of Judge Kavanaugh. He says, you received this letter approximately 7 weeks ago, but the contents only leaked last week when it appeared the Senate was about to confirm Judge Kavanaugh. Grassley says he's made repeated requests from this letter from Feinstein and from her staff. He says, I expect to get a copy of the original unredacted letter immediately. That back and forth continues.
Ooh, I hate it when this happens, don't you? Oh, can you? Oh, by the way, can you give me a copy of the letter? I think that's a simple. I don't know why it's not public. Put it out. I want to see it. I demand to see it. Well, Christine Blasey Ford. I think it's just sort of a simple little thing here to kind of follow along with what might be all or part of all this business.
Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley says getting Brett Kavanaugh's accuser to testify on the decades-old allegations is a top priority.
Where I'm focused right now is doing everything that we can to make Dr. Ford comfortable. I'm not worried about anything other than just focusing for the next few days on encouraging her to come.
So should she testify? Here to debate is Democratic strategist Rochelle Ritchie and the editor-in-chief of CampusReform.com, Lawrence Jones. Thank you both for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Heather.
Good
morning. Rochelle, I'm going to start with you. Your response to what Chuck Grassley had to say just there, should she testify? It does seem like they're willing to go wherever it is to talk to her.
Well, look, this may be a rare moment where I actually do agree with Senator Grassley. I think that it is imperative for Dr. Ford to come forward. And I understand, as a person who has survived sexual assault, how difficult it can be to come and face your accuser. But I think that in this instance, it is critical for her to do so, simply because the narrative that is being pushed out by Republicans is that it's unbelievable because there is this speculation that she doesn't recall much of what happened. And also, I'm not an attorney, so either you or Lawrence could maybe correct me on this, but I don't think that the FBI would necessarily have jurisdiction over this case. I think this is something that the district attorney in the area, and I think it's Bethesda where this happened, would actually have to investigate this case. But she needs to come forward to let women and men know that have been victims of sexual assault that you can stand up to the big bad wolf. Mm-hmm.
But then at the same time, in that respect, Lawrence, you know, you have all of these women obviously bringing their own personal stories into this, as obviously would happen and should happen. But then it becomes more about, you know, the incidents themselves and less about Judge Kavanaugh.
Yeah, that's the problem with this whole thing, Heather. This is why this is lacking due process. First of all, I think it's very insane that at one point, they said that she said that she wanted to testify, that she wanted to do this in a public hearing. And now
day one, they said
they
that.
And they've given her all these type of accommodations. And now she's saying that she wants the FBI involved with this. First of all, the FBI doesn't have jurisdiction, as Rochelle eloquently said. But all these special privileges for her, I think, is becoming very problematic. At the end of the day, we're getting ready to prosecute this man in the court of public opinion without knowing all the facts. Quite frankly, she doesn't know all the facts. And I'm sorry, that's just not enough. To take out a man.
And you would think, and we keep going back to Feinstein and when and how this was released, that if she truly some would say, if she's truly concerned about this, that she would have let this information out a lot earlier, well, so people political. Could have looked into the facts.
And Heather, really quickly, I want to add something to that. I really feel that if Senator Feinstein had came forward with this information in July when she had it, then it would have given us a little bit more time to get to the point
right.
of an investigation.
Exactly.
But now we're at the 13th hour, if you will. And so, you know, they're using this. Unfortunately, I feel this story is being used as a political pawn to score political points.
And I'm going to talk to you about that, Lawrence, in terms of being a political pawn. Will Republicans lose the Senate if they don't confirm Judge Kavanaugh?
Oh, most definitely they're going to lose the Senate.
Well, probably not. But one of the things that's kind of brewing around out here in conversations that we're hearing in California is that this is a black eye on Dianne Feinstein and a Kevin DeLeon opportunity. Because remember, Kevin DeLeon, the speaker, pro tem, I guess it is, of the Senate. He's the Senate pro tem. He's the leader of the Senate. Sorry, get that right. Of the California, he's a criminal. He is a criminal. A known criminal with criminal ties, being investigated, had been investigated by the FBI several times. Called her own family, blah, 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 blah. Well, anyway, he's running against DiFi, against some very, very good candidates who, in the Republicans, remember, we have the jail thing. Actually, we have the top two primary system here. So you have two Democrats running for the Senate seat. There's not a Republican in sight. Kevin DeLeon started way back in the polls, and of course, with the California polling corrupt election system, he's probably going to win, especially now with this black eye that's developing with Dianne Feinstein. Get it? Something's going to happen here. It's a bigger thing than we think.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715.
That's 800-266-4715. We'll use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
Okay. We're going to solve the little problem. What is this? This school that she teaches at. We're talking about Miss Christine Blasey Ford. Yeah. Repressed feelings. And are you ready for this? I mean, and I did not know this, but I did find this out yesterday because I called some people. I called people. Yeah, I do research, actually. I do research to try to get the facts to you. I do not want to be correct. So we are correcting the record. But you can, as I go through this, you can understand why I'm right and I am wrong. And will she stay or will she go? That's the question. So you be the judge. Palo Alto University. This is from Wikipedia. The free encyclopedia. Palo Alto University, PAU, is a nonprofit private educational institution in Palo Alto, California, United States. It was founded in 1975 as the Pacific Graduate School of Psychology, PGSP. Everything's got to have an acronym, right? Palo Alto University offers two. Now, read, follow along here, because this is. This is interesting historical data. Puts things perhaps into perspective. And, of course, my comments about, you know, was this a psych test? Was this a learning experience? These repressed feelings. Palo Alto University offers two undergraduate degree programs, a Bachelor of Science in Psychology and Social Action and a Bachelor of Science in Business Psychology. What the hell is social action? Sounds a little bit like communism to me. Social action. Right. And four graduate programs, a PhD in clinical psychology, a psychological degree, must be a PsyD. That's what it's called, in clinical psychology, as part of a consortium with Stanford University, and two master's degree programs, and an MA in counseling and MS in psychology. PAU subscribes to the practitioner scientist training model, a variation of the Boulder scientist practitioner model, which emphasizes clinical practice along with scientific training. It's interesting about where it says scientific training, it says here on the side, citation needed, meaning define that for us, please. But the scientific practitioner model is a model, also called the Boulder model, is a training model for graduate programs that aspire to train applied psychologists with a foundation of research and scientific practice. It was initially developed to guide clinical psychology graduate programs accredited. Come on. I hate it when it doesn't tell me the whole thing. Accredited by, well, whatever they've got. Like, you know, don't do this to me. Accredited by the American Psychological Association. There you go. All right. So that's the accreditation firm. It says PAU has an, listen to this. Now, I was right. I was right. And, of course, the deflection going on here from Stanford. Okay, because they are a part of, this is all interaction and part of Stanford. But I got to tell you, the people I talked to, one person heard of it. These are not slouches at Stanford I'm talking about. These are real people, real feelings, with real doctorate type degrees and do real research, real legitimate people with very big credentials. That's who I talked to. One hadn't even heard of it. been there for years. And the other one had heard of it, but didn't know anything about it. And was stunned when this whole thing started happening. And then, of course, they found out that they have it. So PAL, which is in Palo Alto, and it's Palo Alto University, how they got their university status and when, I don't know. Maybe they just made it up when they formed it back in 1975. It says PAL has an interconnected relationship with Stanford University and the Stanford University School of Medicine. It maintains its doctoral program in conjunction with Stanford University, often employs its students in Stanford research laboratories, and houses faculty who teach at both institutions. The chair of the Stanford Department of Psychiatry holds a membership on the PAU, P-A-U, Board of Trustees. The history. In 1975, the Pacific Graduate School of Psychology was founded. Is not affiliated with the similarly named Pacific Graduate Institute located in Carpinteria, California. Since 1986, this organization has been accredited by the Western Association of Schools and Colleges, which I was a part of. Still am. I don't do work for them any longer. In August 2009, the organization officially reincorporated, changed its name to PAU University, and moved to a new campus on the Restadero Road, formerly occupied by the American Institute of Research, which it had purchased the previous year. Undergraduate transfer program, Silicon Valley, De Anza College, football. So they go along with Foothill College. So they go along with master's program. Palo Alto University offers two master's degrees. All this tightly connected to Stanford, of course. So you can see why it led to some confusion. I mean, the first person I said, I have never heard of it. So when you call Stanford and you say, well, what about this group? I've never heard of it. And you're talking to somebody who's really big. They go, I've never heard of it. Your thoughts are, well, what is this? What is this? Is it Stanford or is it not? So, they're allied. Certainly they are. It's almost like another school within Stanford, so to speak, but it's a separate school, if you know what I mean. So now we've sort of picked the bones on that one. What does it mean to be in these kind of programs is the other big question, right? Clinical training, students from PAU. Clinical psychology in PAU Stanford. See, there's PAU Stanford. PSID. Consortium program receive initial clinical practical training at the Gronowski Center, a mental health clinic hosted and partially funded by Palo Alto University that provides low-fee services on a sliding scale for the Bay Area community. Aha! Notable faculty. Ah! Here's one. Larry E. Bootler. Bootler. Systemic Treatment Selection, past president. Christine Blasey Ford publicly brought forth accusations of sexual assault by Brett Kavanaugh nominee to the Supreme Court. Ah, so she gets her, she hasn't done anything academically, but she's in Wikipedia already because she's brought forth accusation of sexual assault by Brett Kavanaugh. That must be true, right? Nominee to the Supreme Court of the United States. That's from Wikipedia. You see how the history is being written. References? Ah. Now, listen, guys. This is the scam of the scam. Oh, by the way, it's Anita Hill, too, right? Turns out she is an academic. Mm-hmm. At the time, I believe she was actually a college professor. Anita Hill, you know, Clarence Thomas. Doesn't it seem like it's from the same old playbook? They just dust it off. But if you're Dianne Feinstein, there's a lot of dust to be dusted off, right? It's a scam. There's no evidence of this happening. And the people that even Ms. Ford is talking about, even those people now have what? Backed away. I hate it when this happens. The big question is, what has she contributed at all academically? And the answer is zero, zen, nine, nada.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. Okay, then. Shall we stay or shall we go? That's the big question now, isn't it? That's the big bad question that's going on. Just, there's been so many wonderful things that have been happening, hasn't there? And the deep state doesn't know how to react. I hate it when this happens. I absolutely hate it when this happens, but it's happening, and it's happening for them for all the wrong reasons. The deep state's coming unraveled. It really is. I just want to kind of come out of the closet on that one. They're coming unraveled, and there's nothing they can do about it. Don't you hate it when this happens? I mean, seriously, don't you hate it when this happens? I do. No, I really don't, because it's about time. This is the unraveling like you cannot believe that has been going on and will continue to go on, I might add. It's not going to stop. And when it does, well, it will stop. It's just a matter of how long it's going to take, and I guess that's the big question. We're supposed to have John Martinez on the show in the top of the hour. and he is going to give us some mind-blowing information. If we can make sure that we get the hookup. Sometimes it's difficult, even with the last-minute planning that we do and the foreplanning that we do, that this this sort of thing happens. Okay, so just kind of hold on. The information he has is always premium information. Premium information, well above the curve on anything. And we have some big stories to be breaking here on Agenda 21 Radio that are enormous. And we pull this whole thing off here in the next hour. We're going to be, once again, ahead of the curve, as we always are here on Agenda 21 Radio. It's a big, big story. Then some of the things that spin out from it is huge. Tech giant profits from child trafficking. Okay, the Mirror. Listen to this. You know, for those of you that criticize me, right, for my trafficking in human flesh and slavery statement, which is what the deep state does, and which, of course, goes on with the Democrats primarily, and some Republicans, by the way, that profiteer from this. And, of course, the United States Chamber of Commerce, which is really big into human trafficking. Believe it or not. This is from the Mirror. It says, trafficking gangs offer discounts for children in ads for deadly boat journeys on Facebook. Now, this is, of course, in Europe. But we do know that Facebook is routinely used by smugglers trafficking in human flesh and slavery in the United States. Hello, Facebook? Are you out there, Facebook? Are you with me, Facebook? Mr. Zuckerberg. Engaging in slave trafficking. He's a slave trader, Zuckerberg. The human smuggling gangs peddle their services like travel agents across social media with 539 pages referred to Europol by British police last year. Where's the policing of that? But you know what, Facebook? You will definitely police me now, won't you? Won't you? But if you want to be a slave trader and you want to bring that young little boy across the border to be molested by a pedophile, you'll facilitate that forthwith now, won't you? Or you, YouTube, or you, Google. You'll do that now, won't you? You'll take me out as quick as you can. You'll crash my site as quick as you can. Or even Alex Jones. I'm not Alex Jones. But, gee, don't you think he has a point when what's happening to me is happening to him? But no, listen. I wonder if you would take us out if we were smuggling children. Because you sure don't do it now. You enable it. You support it. Trafficking in human beings, slavery, is what you do. People traffickers use Facebook to sell desperate immigrants trips to Europe, which often end in death. Theresa May warned EU chiefs. The human smuggling gangs peddle their services like travel agents across social media with 539 pages referred to Europol by British police last year. One page even offered discounts for children. The Prime Minister urged EU leaders to confront social media sites hosting the sick ads over the dinner that she was attending in Salzburg, Austria. She said tonight, we must tackle the enabling environment. See, Theresa May's got some points, don't you think? I mean, really, she does. Theresa May. A lot of people don't like her. It says the ads paint a picture of safe, comfortable travel to Europe. But in reality, refugees and economic migrants clamber aboard ramshackle wooden and inflatable boats packed tightly together for the dangerous journey across the Mediterranean to North African coast. Most have no life jackets, and last year an estimated 3,500 migrants drowned attempting the crossing. About 1,000 victims had perished by June this year, according to the EU. A senior UK official said the social media posts they are appearing in a form that we would consider advertisements and are clearly designed to make the idea of being smuggled into Europe an attractive and largely risk-free choice. Thank you, Mr. Zuckerberg, for the heads up.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com. Yeah, we got all kinds of weird things going on, right? I think we're going to get weirder on the next hour. I hope we're going to be able to break this story. I mean, things happen so quickly sometimes that, and we try and get this to you, so it's kind of like, is it going to happen or not? And So we're going to find out here in just a few short minutes. So stay with us over the top of the hour, and we'll come back to you with the latest in terms of what we can tell you, so to speak. Good stuff, I guess you would say. I think it's good stuff. I think it's pretty amazing stuff is what's happening. That's just my play on it. We got a lot of other stories to cover in case we don't. We're going to be talking about Border Patrol agents find 193 illegals in desert. A couple of other things. Let's see. Oh, 67 million people in America don't speak English at home. Is that alarming? Ask Jerry Brown. He's got 38 million of them. What do you think? And, of course, this is all the slip, sliding away thing. And I think I might tackle that one anyway in the next hour because this, I think, is very, very important to understand what the reality check is, ladies and gentlemen, in terms of English language learning in America and why the California model has been followed down in other parts of the country. And people like Jerry Brown and all the globalists who want to destroy the English language and the common language that is used by the United States of America to keep everybody unified, they want to destroy. But we're not going to let them. That's totalitarianism. And we're all about stopping that. So thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and newcaliforniastate.com. And stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.